FHE, Special Witness, Tithing, by Elder Dallin H. Oakes of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Did you know that Elder Dallin H. Oakes was once a judge and the president of a university? He has shared what he was taught as a young boy about the importance of paying tithing. When the risen Lord appeared to the faithful on this continent, he taught them the commandments the prophet Malachi had already given to other children of Israel. The Lord commanded that they should record these words. See 3 Nephi chapter 24, verse 1. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. 3 Nephi, chapter 24, verse 8 and 10. See also Malachi, chapter 3, verses 8 and 10. During World War II, my widowed mother supported her three young children on a schoolteacher's salary that was meager. When I became conscious that we went without some desirable things because we didn't have enough money, I asked my mother why she paid so much of her salary as tithing. I have never forgotten her explanation. Dallin, there may be some people who can get along without paying tithing, but we can't. The Lord has chosen to take your father and leave me to raise you children. I cannot do that without the blessings of the Lord, and I obtain those blessings by paying an honest tithing. When I pay my tithing, I have the Lord's promise that He will bless us, and we must have those blessings if we are to get along. The law of tithing and the promise of blessings to those who live it apply to the people of the Lord in every nation. I hope our members will qualify for the blessings of the Lord by paying a full tithing. Ensign, May 1994, pages 33 and 34. End of the article, Special Witness, Tithing, by Elder Dallin H. Oakes. Friend to Friend.